Namgyakona, the podcast inspiring entrepreneurs in South Africa. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me.
Or there's a chance that I'm going to fail, and that's okay. I'd rather at least try. Business and entrepreneurship and is all about service. So I think wherever you're in a position where you can cheerlead someone else, always, always take up that opportunity.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, young gents, girls and boys, young ladies, to the E-Cubed program, Nam Ngiyakhona podcast. Today, we've got a very special guest for you, and can't wait to get into this conversation. So before we do get started, I want to remind you that we are publishing every week. Don't forget to subscribe, get your notifications, hit the like button and all the follows that you can. If this is inspiring for you, also share it with your friends. Let them know that now you can, as long as you put your mind to it. And today we're going to be learning from Mukundi Lambani, who's going to be sharing her experience. Mukundi, who is founder of Ambani Africa, welcome to the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Budi. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic, fantastic. It's been an amazing journey for yourself in life and also for Ambani Africa. But you also started a production company. You were being a freelancer, and so you were almost creating your journey, and you were selling, and you were being entrepreneurial in that process. Mm. But I mean, going from a creative who wants to be a filmmaker to starting a production company, that's not what all creatives do, or all directors or want to be actors do. What for you was that changing where you said, the next step for me is to make my own journey?
So it's definitely not something any creative wants to do. And I think you often believe that because I'm creative, it means I can't be entrepreneurial, or I can't be in business, or I'll never understand certain things. But I think it's something every creative absolutely has to do. And so I found myself just, the power lies in owning your skill, in owning yourself and your creativity. Mm-hmm. It lies in ownership. Otherwise, you're always waiting for someone else to hire you, waiting for someone to, you know, open up the industry. Or the ways in which you open up the industry and create opportunities is by being, by owning the businesses, by owning your ideas. And that's in being an entrepreneur, and entrepreneurship allows you to do that. So I think I found myself kind of frustrated as a freelancer, because you're doing all of these little things and you never know where it's going, and you're trying all of these different things and you're waiting for someone to pick you. And if they don't, you're sort of, you know, waiting, you're just around. And so it was like, how do I take up the power if I want certain things to be on TV, or if I want, you know, certain films out there, I have to make them. And for me to be able to do that, then the power is in a production company. Or if I want the industry to be different, if I want people's experiences to be different, I have to change that. I have to be the owner who makes that experience different for other people coming up. And so it was really just frustration of saying, like, the power is really in that ownership. It's in having that production company or whatever company it is, and being able to create. So the transition was really about just, how do I take control of my career and my life?
We want to inspire those who aren't thinking about creating opportunities for themselves. You know, for you, if you're looking back, when did you start thinking like that?
Even where you are, you have to know how to, like, look at your resources. So even if you're sitting at school, you have to say, there's something I want in the school. I want us to have I want us to do plays. I'm going to do a play. I'm going to bring my friends together, and I'm going to create that culture. Or we need this. How do I just think about, and a lot of times you don't have a lot of resources, to be honest. A lot of people don't. And I think sometimes we see resources as just money, but sometimes it's like, I might have a skill that no one else has. I might have an opportunity. I might be really good at talking to people. I might have a lot of friends in the community and people know me. That's a resource. Not everyone can talk to people. That's power. And so it's really, I think at that young age, it's very important to kind of see what are the things that I'm really good at.
Powerful, powerful aspects. I mean, a lot of things to dig in there, because you decide, you saw that, you know, through plays and just in your community, that you can create things and people can enjoy them. And by using the limited resources that you had, but the most powerful ones, yourself, number one, self-belief, and number two, like the skills. When and you mentioned how, you know, these are building on each other. You know, were you always someone who believed that you can do something if you try? Do you remember a time when you thought you couldn't do something?
Oh, all the time.
How did that grow for you?
Yeah. I mean, I still have it. They call it imposter syndrome, you know. I still walk into like some spaces and I'm like, oh, I don't deserve to be here. And everybody's going to see that I'm not smart enough or rich enough or good enough. But I think the thing is, you do it anyway. You'll never walk into any space and feel like, and I'm sure even powerful people have that. You'll never go anywhere and feel like, yeah, I'm, you know, I've made it. I deserve this. I'm here. I don't think anyone feels that. So it's about being able to do it anyway, even if you're scared, even if you're like, I'm not sure that I'm going to get this right. I don't think I will, or I'm going to be wrong. It's about saying there's a chance I'm going to be wrong and that's okay. Or there's a chance that I'm going to fail and that's okay. I'd rather at least try. So I think if you're waiting to like fully believe in yourself, I don't know if that, I mean, maybe it happens for other people. But I don't know if there was ever a time where I was like, I'm the greatest and I'm doing this because I'm the greatest. There was never, ever that. It was always just like, this is something I feel passionate about and that I want to do and I'm going to do it and I'm scared. And I don't know that I'm going to achieve it. I don't know that I'm going to be the best at it, but I'm really going to try. And I think it helps sometimes. It helps to be scared and it helps to not fully like think you've got it all together, because then it pushes you to try even harder and to work harder, because you know that I can't just decide I'm good at it. I actually have to work at it. And so that little bit of fear, it just pushes you to try even harder. So I don't think you must shy away from it, or you must feel like the fear is going away, or because I'm scared, it means I'm not supposed to try. That's definitely not the case.
Because you did it in any case, you found yourself growing through that, you know, and then afterwards, when you're looking back, you actually, you know, you realize that you've learned something about yourself, and what was that about yourself that you learned?
Businesses that have failed, you know, and you think to yourself, this was a failure, and then you have a business that's starting to work, and you think that business is working, and it's like, it's not because the new business is working, it's because I have experience of a failed business. That's why this business is working. It's not working because this is particularly brilliant or better, but it's because I have knowledge, I have experience, I know things. I can see when things are going down. I remember from that time I failed. So every single time, and the only time I've felt bad about something is when I haven't tried, or I haven't taken an opportunity, or I haven't said something, or I've been in a room and I'm like, ish, I should have spoken up. I think that really can really eat at you, versus I tried, I did my very best. It sucks because it failed. It's not nice to fail, but I'm not. Another thing is that you build the same way you build trust in and with others, you build trust with and in yourself. And even though no one knows, if you sit in a room and you're like, I need to say something, and then you don't say it, you have disappointed yourself. And you know that you disappointed yourself. And so that speaks to your relationship with yourself. You trust yourself less, right? And every time you speak up, you're like, awesome. But I spoke up that last time. I can trust myself. And so you're constantly building that relationship with yourself. And if you disappoint yourself, you'll be okay with other people disappointing you. you'll be, you know, you'll get used to disappointment. But if you set a standard to say, I won't even disappoint myself, when I say I'm going to try something, I'm going to try it. Then in life, then nothing else, you know, you won't allow anything else to treat you that way either. Yeah.
Powerful, powerful. So in order to do things and to progress and to know that you can, you first yourself have to believe and you have to act in according to that. And I love what you said about, you know, how if you didn't do anything, then, and you were scared, and to whether that was, you know, in high school, or whether that was when you were being a freelancer, or whether that's now in business, but whenever in the past you didn't do something, actually you were stealing from yourself a lesson. So there's when you overcame that fear of not acting, you ended up realizing that actually you building confidence in yourself and you building trust in yourself and you also building these skills. So I don't know what, you know, for you, how that click is, what, you know, what pushes you over the edge, because I know many people who can go through their whole lives second guessing themselves, doubting themselves, and never taking action on their dreams. Mm-hmm. But for you, you made a connection that this is bad for me. Mm-hmm. You know, this is worse for me than trying and looking bad. Mm. Why is that important for you? Why did that click? Why should other people you know, think differently about their failures, and what pushes you beyond those tough times when you doubt things?
Yeah, I love that you said stealing from yourself. That's such a great like phrase. It sounds awful, but that's what it is, right? It's that you're stealing from yourself, and if you can steal from yourself, anyone can steal from you. You know, anyone can say anything, anyone can be anyway and take from you. You're just, so I think that was the connection for me. The connection was that I have to just not steal from myself. I have to be for myself what I'm expecting the world to be for me. I have to set that tone and that standard. And then that's how I'll be in the world. But if I'm just kind of, if I'm treating myself this way, how can I expect anyone and anything and any opportunity and any job? And, you know, how can I expect anything to treat me better than what I treat myself?
You know, in your business and in the work that you've done, I know you've raised, you know, lots of funding for filmmakers and creatives to travel the world, and you've been serving your community, even hosting a play, you know, that's serving your community. Is that something that you think, you know, was natural for you? You know, if you look back to some of your friends when you were young, if you look at your family, at your community, is that something normal? Does, you know, for you, should we all serve our community? Are people serving their community? What do you think about that reflection?
Yeah, that's really, I mean, I always, and there's times where I work with entrepreneurs, and a lot of time people will think like there's a difference, or people will be like, I want to start an NGO to serve my community. And they almost believe it's the opposite of business. But I've actually found that that's exactly what business is. Business and entrepreneurship and is all about service. It's all about looking at wherever you are, whatever community you are, and saying, I've identified this problem. It's not, I came up with this brilliant idea of this great app. It didn't start there, right? It starts with, actually, this is the problem in my community. And the solution could be many things. It could be an app. It could be a teacher. It could be a class. But my focus is always in the problem. And I think that's really what anyone who's doing anything in their communities, anyone who's running an NGO, running a business, it's you're always looking at the problem and saying, this is the problem. How do I contribute? How do I find a solution to that?
What has been your experience around, you know, support and be having cheerleaders in a way?
It's so important. It's so, I mean, a lot of things are difficult, but business can be really hard and really lonely. And you're kind of going against the normal path. And a lot of times, you know, families might be like, this is risky. You know, so you have to, it's that cheerleading is very important. So I think wherever you're in a position where you can cheerlead someone else, even if it's a friend or whatever it might be, always take up that opportunity. But I've had just an amazing support system. I think it's privilege, and I'll use the word, it's definitely a privilege to have people supporting you on a business journey. I've had the most amazing business partners who I started my first the first production company with, Brainbow, that are still my sisters and partners today, and we've had such an incredible journey in that sense. I've had just the most amazing family who, even when they didn't understand what I did, even when I was like, I'm going to be an arty filmmaker, and they were like, okay, but they were so supportive, and they would show up, and they would, you know, we'd have an event, and my family would be there cleaning up afterwards, and so I think definitely a supportive family, a great set of like supportive friendships, amazingly supportive friends who buy, if I say I'm selling something, if I say, I mean, there's times where I'm like, I'm going to make clothes now. My friends are like, hi, okay, we'll, you know, support the business. So yeah, so having just whatever support structure is important. And I think also building it for yourself. So sometimes, to be honest, your family won't understand because they haven't, it's your journey. Your friends won't understand, other people won't, and they're doing their best, but they've never done it maybe. And so for you to expect them to fully support and understand, they can't always do that. And so you also have to find your own community and say, okay, I'm trying to, you know, do this business in my community. Let me go onto Facebook and see who else. Are there communities of other business people? Are other people trying this? Who can I reach out to? And a lot of times you'll find that like you're afraid to reach out to someone and say, hey, you're doing this thing. I'm also trying to do this thing. And a lot of times you're like, oh, I'd love to. Like there's people who reach out to me and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're asking me questions. Let me answer and help you because I have questions. And, you know, so it's also about like, if you're trying to do something, find your own community, build that, find other entrepreneurs or other people around who are also trying to do that. And then you can share, you can say, yo, I tried this thing, it failed. They'll say, ah, that happens, you know, try again.
You know, if you were looking back to when you were in high school and looking back to the journey now, so if you imagine your 16-year-old self, what would you say to them if they were here in 2020 and you want to wish them all the best and give them, you know, just some parting words about being entrepreneurial?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's that it's never, I think at 16, I really thought like, if I'm not making it now, if I'm not, this is the beginning and the end of life. And then I've gotten to live so much more other lives. I've changed my mind, done something else, tried something else. So it's to say, I think just try. Don't feel like just because things are the way they are now, that's how things are always going to be. It's such a small part of your life, and life changes and it evolves. And, you know, so don't feel like everything is, if I don't have all of the things to do, the things I want to do now, if I'm not the very best now, if I can't access this now, it's just never going to happen. I think do what you can and do what's in your power and do your best. But know that whatever circumstance, however things are now, is not how things are for forever. And so just plan and prepare for the way in which you want things to be. And do just the small steps that you can make such a big difference. Like you're not going to do it all in this moment.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gents. Mukundi Lambani, thank you so much. I think those are very powerful thoughts, insightful, reminding us that I too can. And if it's going to be, I have to be the one who does it. Literally, it's up to me.
Stay inspired and be entrepreneurial. Follow us on social media and find us on WhatsApp. Namgiyakhona.